Hello, we're going to start our lesson today with the article of Bala Sulam Shamati 72, Confidence is the Clothing for the Light. You could find it on our site, where you can also send questions. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Rav Lightman, please.
What can I say? I each and every day see the world with new eyes, and I'm actually seeing that the world is advancing. It is advancing slowly, but it's advancing towards seeing where it is, that it is powerless, not recognizing what's going on. And as some people jump and say, I have a solution for what's happening, then they actually come to see that there is no solution. Because nature, the Creator, gives us a very special kind of exercise. Where we cannot approach it with our old tools and try to adapt nature to us. Rather, we're going to have to understand how we are changing and how we are entering a new world, a new behavior, a new governance of nature towards us. It's like we landed into some Jurassic Park of sorts, where there are new rules, and we have to learn them, and we have to know how we live. In the meantime, if I'm listening to what politicians say, at least, not what they think among themselves, but what they say publicly in the media, etc., still, it is not evident that they have some understanding that we're actually facing nature, which is higher here, and that we have to start thinking about how do we change, and that adapting our behavior in our ordinary ways, changing our behavior a little bit here or there, is not going to work. This is really the call of the time, that we have to realize that we have to change, and we have to change all our ways completely, all of the orders of human society. We need a revolution of perception, of attitude, of everything. And it's not just between man and man and society, man and the country, man and the world, but also the higher force. We have to recognize there is a higher governance here, a higher providence, that nature is not blind. Rather, as a result of what we're going through, we're going to have to start relating to nature's plan. And that plan activates us and operates us, and we reside in this plan, in nature. And that plan has to take us to a new form. And the more we understand it, the more we can take the path of light rather than the path of pain. And I see that the world is nevertheless moving towards that through helplessness and failure, but we learn. Of course, it's not the shortest path. It's not the path of light. It's a path of suffering. We are not heeding the advice of Kabbalists, but rather listening to what our ego advises us to do. But we still advance. So let's go into another lesson and think about the world, not ourselves. Let's think about how we can bring the higher illumination closer to the whole world, so that all of us will have more emotion and more of the mind to get closer to the upper force and sensitive to his instructions, to fulfill our role, that we will be with all our mind and heart and intention agreeing with his goal and following all the laws of nature. Go ahead.
Shamati, Article 72, confidence is the clothing for the light. Confidence is the clothing for the light called life. There's a rule that there is no light without a kli. It follows that the light, which is called the light of life, cannot clothe, but must dress in some kli. And the kli, where the light of life is clothed, is usually called confidence, which means that he sees that he can do everything difficult.
So the kli is not just the will to receive the Creator created, but we have to do all kinds of actions with the will to receive to make it suitable for revealing and receiving the upper light. And the kli that is suitable for revealing the upper light, the quality that's suitable, is called confidence.
It turns out that the light is felt and recognized in the kli called confidence. Because of this, one's life is measured by the measure of confidence that appears there. Because the measure that he has is the magnitude of vitality in oneself according to the confidence in himself. For this reason, a person can see in himself that as long as his level of vitality is high, the confidence shines on every single thing. And he sees nothing that can obstruct him with what he wants. This is because the light of life, which is a force from above, shines for him. And he can work with superhuman powers, since the upper light is not limited like corporeal forces. However, when the light of life departs from him, which is considered that he descended from his previous level of vitality, then he becomes clever and inquisitive, and he begins to calculate the profitability of everything. Is it worthwhile to do it or not? He becomes temperate and not lively and sizzling as before he began to decline in his level of vitality. However, one does not have the wisdom to say that all this cleverness and wit that now he has been rewarded with thinking about everything are because he lost the spirit of life he had then. Instead, he thinks that now he has become smart, not as before he'd lost the light of life. Rather, then he was reckless and careless. However, he should know that all the wisdom he has now acquired came to him because he has lost the spirit of life that he had before. Before, he measured all the acts with the light of life that the Creator gave him. But now that he's in a decline, the evil inclination has the power to come to him with all their just arguments. The advice for this is that one should say, that now he cannot speak to his body and argue with it. Rather, he should say, now I am dead, and I'm awaiting the revival of the dead. Then he must begin to work above reason. Meaning, say to his body, everything you say is true, and I have nothing rational to answer you. But I hope that I will begin to work anew. And now I am taking upon myself Torah and mitzvot. And now I am becoming a proselyte. And our sages said, a proselyte who has converted is like a newborn baby. And now I await the salvation of the Creator. He will certainly help me, and I will come once more into the path of holiness. And when I have the power in holiness, I will have what to answer you. But for the meantime, I must go above reason, for I am still without the mind of holiness. Hence, you can win with your intellect. And there is nothing I can do but believe in our sages who said that I should keep Torah and mitzvot with faith above reason. I must certainly believe that by the power of faith, we will be helped from above. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.
Perhaps people already understood some things. I see we have questions. Let's start from Africa. Then we'll read again. Africa.
Rav, how do you differentiate between confidence and pride?
Rav, איך אתה מבדיל בין ביטחון לגאווה?
This is a quite important and difficult question. Actually, a good question. Pride has no legs, no basis. Besides man's ego, which is detached from truth. Confidence is a force of connection with the Creator. Pride is a force that disconnects man from the Creator.
Koach emuna ze
The power of faith is a power I receive from above. We don't have it. We always talk about faith above reason, where we receive a force from above that enables me to make actions of bestowal to the extent that I get the strength of binah, the strength of bestowal from above, the light of binah, the light of chasadim, which shines into the person, and then a person can rise above his ego. And pride stems from the opposite form, not bina, but malchut. The malchut, which is detached from the bina, in its ignorance, thinking that it exists by itself, and there's no creator of the world, where rather I shall rule, I shall I will live and rule. And so that gives the person the power. The Creator does it deliberately. He gives man the power to do what he wants. Why? Because he needs to learn. It's like when we tell a child, okay, do it. Even though we know he actually doesn't know how to do anything. But do it. Why? As it is said, there is no righteous in the land who did good without committing a sin. So we have to start every action from making mistakes and recognizing that we're not capable, that we don't have the mind and we don't have the force, and we understand, we discover that our mind has to be connected together with a force. And if the mind and the force work together correctly, then a result can happen. So the difference between pride and faith is an extreme difference. But that's a good question. Way to go, Africa. All right, let's go to a few more questions and we'll read again afterwards. Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Perché acquisisco la conoscenza quando quando perdo?
Hello, Rav. Why do I acquire the knowledge when I lose the kli of confidence?
Ruchaniyut.
Spirituality doesn't require knowledge or wisdom. Spirituality requires devotion, the force of bestowal. To the extent that I relate myself and belong to the Upper One, I receive everything there is in the Upper One without working with my mind, with my powers. On the contrary, the more I neutralize myself and connect myself to the Creator with zero strength, with zero intellectual strength also, I thereby become an embryo. And then, beyond my point of nullification, I begin to receive from above, from the Creator. How? By nullifying myself more and more and more. All the months of conception, as we call it, where I grow inside the Creator until I'm born, spiritually born, it is all nullification inside the Upper Light, inside the Creator, where I only do one thing. I cancel myself, nullify myself in all kinds of ways. And by that, I let the light build me, design me as a small human, as an embryo. By that, I become Adam, similar to the Creator, in all kinds of thoughts, abilities, strengths, which I don't know, but they already exist in me, designed by the Upper One. And I then further advance in that. And the gradual growth after birth is when I nullify myself more. So it's not enough that I nullify myself as an embryo, but rather I continue to nullify myself in unique ways, in specifically defined ways, and that's how we grow. Italy 3.
Maestro, buongiorno. Chiedo per un amico, per Giuseppe, che non può.
Hello, teacher. I'm asking for my friend from Giuseppe. Where does the joy in the work come from, even when we're in concealment?
From being connected to the Creator. Doesn't matter in what way. Even if I am seemingly detached from the Creator, but I feel that I'm detached, and I have joy from the fact that I am detached, because somewhat I have contact and that's sufficient for me, and that's enough for me.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Вот уверенность, человек действует, горит, как здесь написано, да? Может ли там...
Of confidence. Could be
of course you can feel pride in each and every state, and also speak closer to the microphone. It sounds like you're in a barrel. Mach VG2.
Good morning, Rav. After we rise above the claims and of the body in faith above reason, what do we have to do later? How does the revival of the death occur, and what do we do in such a state?
we still have to bury ourselves first. We are not dead yet. We need to reach a state where our will to receive is seems to us as completely dead. And then we'll begin to think about the revival. That's still way ahead of us. But, okay, everything will happen in its time. Baltia. Baltia
3.
Good morning, Rav. Confidence. Is it something that accompanies us all along the way, or are these intermediate states?
The power of confidence is not necessarily always accompanying us. Rather, we exist in various states, and the confidence is an illumination from above, which sometimes appears more and sometimes appears less.
But do we need to aspire for it? I wanted to ask, do we need to aspire for it to always be, or just simply agree with it changing on all the time?
Neither this nor that, nor that. We need to know how we respond correctly to what's happening to us, first of all. PT 17.
We learn that the light clothes on the connection between us and the ten. What's that part of confidence in this? Why does it point to confidence?
Our measure of connection with the Creator. Peter 1.
Что лучше делать с этим с клей уверенности, когда человек ее чувствует?
What is better to do with the clay of confidence when you feel it, when a person feels it? To give it to the group, or to give it to dissemination, to humanity?
If a person has that vessel of confidence, then all he does is out of that illumination of confidence that he receives from above. Doesn't matter what he does. What's better to do? We always learn that. It is especially working in the 10 and through the 10 to broad dissemination. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear teacher. The clay of confidence comes after I can bury my will to receive?
No. There are various states. And let's say that I suddenly grasp myself in a state where I'm completely detached from spirituality. But completely means that it doesn't exist. And all of a sudden I hear there is a lesson or some other thing, and I don't even understand Where is it? Does it have to do with me? It has nothing to do with me. I've become so detached from the spiritual matter that I hear there is such a thing that someone studies, that someone is doing this, and even though I'm 10 or 15 years on the path, I feel like I don't belong to all of this. It's like something I suddenly heard on the radio or something. It is such disconnects that a person gets, so that he sees that without being held from above, he is completely detached. On his own, he is completely detached from spirituality. And so every feeling we have that we belong to dissemination, to the friends, to something, any such feeling is always an illumination from above that holds us, that keeps us together, that directs us. It is all by the light from above. And that light exists as a general light from above, for the whole world kli, and it can also be a personal one to the extent of a person's effort.
How to receive maximally in order to be connected with this light in the maximal way?
I, first of all, need to direct myself, aim myself at bestowal, being a unique mechanism in the system of Adam HaRishon, where I relay through myself everything the Creator has to everyone, and I don't have any need for myself. Just as I felt disconnected, not belonging to anything here, I continue to feel detached and not belonging to this world except for taking care of others. Meaning that the sense of detachment actually helps us build the vessel of bestowal. Italy too.
Salve Rabba. La fiducia è un dono dall'alto.
The confidence is a gift from above. But we can give it to one another. And that's the question.
Confidence is an illumination from above, and we can not give, maybe give an example also, not necessarily an external way. The best thing is if we work together in the 10 and attracting all the friends to a common action, to collective action. Through this corporeal collective action, they begin to have this light of confidence, sense of confidence from above. Hebrew 10.
I had the actual same question, so if it's possible to continue it. What's the connection between the example we give one another and giving confidence to one another?
We cannot give confidence. Confidence is the light from above, the light of Chasadim. We can't give it to each other. But this means that we have to connect between us in a way that the light of confidence will then pass between each other, but it comes from above. It's not that you're giving it. We have to be precise about it, because all the influence comes from the Creator, and we only arrange the connection between us in order to communicate it to the group or the world. Is there any other source? Tell me, is there any other source for anything? For anything, for our thoughts, desires, actions, good force, bad force, anything there is there anything besides the Creator? And what is there in us that we're doing? What actions we're doing if it's not the Creator? Think about it.
Yes, that's clear. But what's the clothing here? And that confidence is the clothing to the light. What is the confidence? What is the clothing?
That only to the extent that I relate myself to the upper force, to that extent I can discover that it comes from him, and for what purpose, what action. Toronto 1.
Tell me, please. How is confidence connected to permanence or persistence?
Confidence belongs also to the efforts that we try, where we try not to detach for one moment from the upper force. But the question is, why? What's our goal? What's the goal I'm looking for here? Do I need this light to pass it on to others, to my environment, and so on, or I need it to be better off or something like that? So I need to make the calculation here. Why do I need confidence? Why do I need to be connected to the Creator, in short? And if that connection is only out of self-concern, then that's horrible. That's a klipa, shell. And such a klipa that I begin to build worlds of klipa. You listening? I begin to build the structures, the partsufim of klipa. If I want to be connected to others in order to receive the force from the Creator. Well, there are more issues with this. P.T. Young.
Good morning. Is the force of holy made of the light of chasadim and chokhmah?
Yes, PT 2.
It was said earlier that the feeling of disconnect helps us build a kli of bestowal.
Yes.
If you could expand on that, it sounds like some very important discernment.
True. Because it awakens me to be how detached I am, not belonging to spirituality, how I'm governed by corporeal forces only, like a little animal that doesn't do anything besides serving its body. And therefore, from here on, I begin anew.
Can you feel that when we build a kli of bestowal, we won't feel the feeling inside us and we will be like indifferent to the light?
No. We won't be indifferent. We rather begin from a state where I have no connection with spirituality, where I feel myself, let's just take one state as an example. Where I feel that I only belong to this world as if spirituality doesn't exist, not even negatively. I only belong to this world just trying to keep myself alive like any other person detached from all things spiritual. And as a result, I start seeing, what do I need here? And here I can discover the lack for the confidence. When can the upper light, the higher feeling can come to me, when I can relate all of it to the Creator and relate myself and all of reality to Him? Kiev 2.
Good morning, Rav. We talked about the force of faith that I don't have and I receive as a result of the Creator giving it to me. How is this connected? How is faith connected to the Kabbalah, to the Masach?
Say it again.
How is the force of faith and the Masach that we build upon the will to receive?
To the extent that I have the power of faith, accordingly, I can build the screen and not other way, not in any other way. United VG3. United VG3.
Ken,
is fear before the Creator holding, helping me hold before?
Yes. You begin from a state where you have nothing, and then, yes, the measure of confidence. PT 25.
Rav, the feeling of disconnect, is it a special illumination or is it a lack of illumination?
It's a certain illumination. You're right. There's no such thing that we have any feeling without a special light that dresses into a special kli, giving us a certain feeling. So that feeling that we have nothing also comes from the Creator. And we feel that the Creator sent it. At first, we don't have anything, just nothing. The world is empty. And I'm just a beast. And then you feel it comes from the Creator in a special way, giving you a reset, a restart, so that you begin to relate to reality from a new stage.
In our study, we discern between the light of Chokhmah and Chassadim. Is there a certain form to define the light that gives us the feeling of disconnect?
No, that's not now. We'll talk about it, but it's a certain kind of light. You can't use it except for one thing, where you feel that you are completely detached from any spiritual concept. It's actually a very special feeling. You're a purely an animal, and also you're not even so human in how you're an animal. You were you want like a human, but you just kind of want to exist like a plant, so to speak. PT 23.
It said that for the time being I have to go above reason and not must. Why is it said that way?
I didn't understand.
In the article, in the last paragraph, he says to his will to receive that he must go above reason. It's not desirable, but
he can't, otherwise he'll remain in that state. There's no choice. He doesn't have a choice. He sees that spirituality completely doesn't belong to that state he has received. And in order to obtain his spiritual and not corporeal existence, he needs to build a new degree that exists above this corporeality that he now felt and discovered, which is entirely unrelated to spirituality. And then he begins to build it in faith above reason. Otherwise, how do you build spirituality?
He says must because it's not so desirable in his eyes.
Yes, of course not, because now he's just a beast.
And he explains that he's disconnected from his beast. He discerns above that with his heart.
Does he want to grow now?
Yes.
From what state?
Of lowness.
What makes it lowliness?
Spirituality is not important for him.
That's it. So he's a vegetative.
Сочи.
Сочи.
Пути, как только верить мудрецов, и пребывать в уверенности, что силой веры я удостоюсь помощи свыше. Вот что значит практически верить мудрецов и, видимо, одновременно пребывать...
What does it mean to practically believe in the sages? And with that, to be in confidence that the force of faith will give you help from above.
It's all from above. Everything we talk about is kli and light. So there is an illumination from above that gives you a sense, a feeling that you belong to those sages, to those vessels of Adam HaRishon that now awaken to shine on you, and that's why you say that now.
How
is it possible to simultaneously believe in the sages? That's probably faith above my reason, the faith in the sages, and to be in confidence. In Russian, these are two opposite concepts, faith and confidence.
It's the same. It's, let's not delve into Naran Chai above the Chazeh, below the Chazeh. Let's say it's the same thing. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, how is this illumination coming the person? Through 10 or directly from our light?
איך ההערות האלה מגיעות לאדם? דרך הסירייה או ישירות מהאור העליון?
זה לא חשוב לנו.
That's not important to us, and of course it comes through the vessels, but really it's not important, because we don't feel it. It's always through the vessels. We don't receive anything that comes directly from what? From the light of Ein Sof. It always develops and comes, as we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, through all the worlds and Patsufim. That's always how it arrives. But we don't feel it. That's why we don't talk about it. Galil West.
Rav, in this world, family, money, knowledge, we have feelings of confidence in those. What's the feeling of confidence in spirituality?
Only your perception of the 10 as vessels, and in these vessels you discover your connection with the Creator. What kind of connection? Of light of chasadim, where you don't need anything for yourself. You completely disconnect yourself from your will to receive. And, well, there are other issues here, but from all of the will to receive, even for that light of chasadim that disconnects you from the will to receive, you also calculate that you wouldn't even want to use that. But that's okay. There is additional calculations here. French.
Comment puis-je ressentir la nécessité que mes amis reçoivent l'illumination de la confiance?
How can you feel the necessity for the friends to receive the illumination of confidence?
Just communicate to them, pass on to them the light of confidence, the power of confidence, the embrace, the everything that's possible in all the ways, in every way possible, corporeal, spiritual, without passing this on to each other so that we all have confidence. Without that, we won't survive in spirituality. Tel Aviv 1.
What's the opposite of confidence?
The opposite of confidence is a beast, because confidence is an illumination from above that gives the beast the ability to rise and become human. Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вы можете нам сказать, что человек в разуме может достичь?
Can you tell us what a person can attain within reason in his intellect and spirituality, in spiritual work?
The attainment of the Creator in perfection. Attaining the Creator in perfection. All right. Who didn't ask? I think everyone asked, besides the focus group. Focus group.
Yes, Rav, a question from Petach Tikva. When the light of confidence sometimes comes, it erases a person, and he has no ability of adding something of his own. How, in the light of confidence, is it possible to do an action on our behalf, not at the expense of the above?
In a group, it's possible. In the group. All right, we're going to read again, Owen, this article, and then we'll see where we're headed.
So we are reading once again, Shamati 72, Confidence is the clothing for the light. Confidence is the clothing for the light, which is called life. There's a rule that there is no light without a kli. It follows that the light, which is called light of life, cannot clothe but must dress in some kli. The kli where the light of life is clothed is usually called confidence. It means that he sees that he can do every difficult thing. Thus the light is felt and recognized in the kli of confidence. And because of this, one's life is measured by the measure of confidence that appears there. Because one can measure the magnitude of vitality in oneself according to the confidence in himself. For this reason, one can see in oneself that as long as his level of vitality is high, the confidence shines on every single thing, and he sees nothing that can obstruct him with what he wants. This is because the light of life, which is a force from above, shines for him, and he can work with superhuman powers since the upper light is not limited like corporeal forces. However, when the light of life departs from him, which is considered that he has descended from his previous level of vitality, then he becomes clever and inquisitive. He begins to calculate the profitability of everything. Is it worthwhile to do it or not? And he becomes temperate and not lively and sizzling as before he began to decline in his level of vitality. However, one does not have the wisdom to say that all his cleverness and wit that now he has been rewarded with, thinking about everything, or because he's lost the spirit of life and had that he had then. Instead, he thinks that now he's become smart, not as before he'd lost the light of life. Rather, then he was reckless and careless. But he should know that all the wisdom he has now acquired came to him because he has lost the spirit of life that he had before. He measured before all the acts with the light of life that the Creator gave him. But now that he is in decline, the evil inclination has the power to come to him with all their just arguments. The advice for this is that one should say that now I cannot speak to his body and argue with it. Rather, he should say, now I am dead and I am awaiting the revival of the dead. Then he must begin to work above reason, meaning say to his body, everything you say is true. And I have nothing rational to answer you. However, I hope that I will begin to work anew. And now I am taking upon myself to run mitzvot, and now I am becoming a proselyte. And our sages said, a proselyte who has converted is like a newborn baby. Now I await the salvation of the Creator. And he will certainly help me, and I will come once more into the path of holiness. And when I will have power in holiness, I will have what to answer you. But in the meantime, I must go above reason, for I am still without the mind of holiness. Hence, you can win with your intellect. And there is nothing I can do but believe in our sages who said that I should keep Torah and mitzvot with faith above reason. I must certainly believe that by the power of faith, we will be helped from above. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. We can't hear you, Rav.
We're going to have to go back to this maybe in a while. Go back to this article as usual. But in the meantime, let's move on to what?
We can either go to the selected excerpts from Shamati 34, the one called The Advantage of the Land in Everything, or go in Faith Above Reason, or to go to the introduction to this.
All right, let's do Advantage of the Land.
So we are moving to the selected excerpts from Shamati 34, The Advantage of the Land in Everything. Well, maybe we'll do a transition through a song. So song, please.
As usual.
The time is near, and we will see all people here in unity, as one nation, as one whole, in celebration and in song. We're not naive, it's not a dream. We suffered long enough to see there's no escape, nowhere to hide, no belief to be alive. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. This love between us all, forever in our hearts. So a light will come to shine, no pain, no sorrow recognize, and every heart will sing one song.